at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann. Parker, Prez and Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2012 to celebrate the birthday of jazz guitarist Pat Metheny with our special guest, Danny Embry. Dr. Pearl offers some bipartisan advice to Barack and the Tea Party, and we get a much-needed lesson on public speaking at Serena's School for Scat. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. How are you tonight?
Yeah, oh, let me hear you. That's right. It's an awesome Saturday night, and it is the 100th anniversary of Lucille Ball's birthday.
It is.
A young lady that had such an impact, I'm sure, on both you and I, well as Cuban jazz listeners, like you said.
Yeah, like I said, the Cuban jazz.
But you know,
you're
Pearl.
You're so ridiculous.
Yes.
Lucy?
You got some explaining to do.
Oh, my goodness. We're having a good time tonight. You know, Pearl, people, they get inspiration from strange places. Like, I'm sure, you know, Lucille probably inspired people. But check this out. In my continued effort to read and learn about things, I learned that King Abdullah II of Jordan is actually planning on building a billion-dollar theme park in honor of his favorite movie. What movie do you think would inspire the guy to spend that kind of money?
Goldfinger.
I'd have to go with Raiders of the Lost Oil.
Desi and Lucy do Connecticut.
No, you're all wrong. Imagine that.
That would be a fun.
King Abdullah's theme park will actually be based on Star Trek. And do you know he was actually on an episode?
Oh, yeah.
He was actually on it.
He's the king with the pointy ears. And the roller coaster ride. You better cling on.
Oh.
Woo! Oh.
Wow. Let's get to the music. Here is Nedra Dixon with the Kansas City classic from Julia Lee. Snatch and grab it.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it night right now, get away. You can snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it in the east, grab it in the west, grab it in a place where you hold it best. You better snatch and grab it. Come on and snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Yeah. You better snatch and grab it. You better snatch and grab it. You better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Yes. Grab it up high, grab it down low. Grab it real tight, don't you let it go, baby. Snatch and grab it. You better snatch and grab it. You better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Thank you. hot. Grab it in a place where you grab a lot. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it. You better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it in the morning, grab it in the night. Grab it, baby, hold it tight. Snatch and grab it. Oh! Snatch and grab it. You better snatch and grab it before it gets away.
This week we celebrate the birthday of guitarist Pat Metheny. Born not far from here in Lee Summit, Missouri, Metheny is one of the most successful and critically acclaimed jazz musicians to come to prominence during the 70s and 80s. As a leader of the Pat Metheny Group, his style incorporates elements of progressive and contemporary jazz, post-bop, Latin jazz, and jazz fusion. In an impressive career, he has won 17 Grammy Awards, earned 3 gold records.
The young brother of jazz flugelhornist and journalist Mike Metheny, Pat hit the road in 1975 with Gary Burton's band. He recorded his debut album, Bright Size Life, with bassist Jaco Pastorius and drummer Bob Moses. In 1977, Pat Metheny recorded Watercolors, which featured pianist Lyle Mays, who would become Metheny's most frequent collaborator.
A prolific artist, Pat Metheny has released notable solo, duet, trio, and quartet recordings with jazz musicians from Jim Hall and Roy Haynes to Chick Corea, Charlie Hayden, and many others. Not content to work solely in the recording studio, the guy plays between 120 and 240 concerts a year.
And I have to admit, oftentimes he cuts right back through his hometown and I go check him out every time
he
plays. We're going to spend the next hour playing some of the music that Pat Metheny made famous. To get that done, we're going to need another great Kansas City guitarist. That would be our special guest and 12th Street Jump favorite, Danny Embry.
Welcome back to the show, Danny.
Great to be here.
It is so good to have you, man. Do you remember the first time you heard Pat Metheny?
I do. I was about 18. I was on the road with a band, and I heard about this young phenom in Kansas City, 16 years old, and I was in Des Moines playing a gig, and I had a night off, and I drove back here to hear him, and totally blown away.
What stood out about the performance that you saw?
Well, his sound, beautiful sound, great sense of melody when he played, and his remarkable technique. It's great.
And you still respect those things about him today?
Absolutely. I had two options when I heard him, is either sell my guitar and do something else, practice a lot harder and try to attain that level.
I'm glad you kept practicing, man. Let's get you playing. Hey, Joe, what tune are we going to get started with?
We can start with one from his early album, the title track, Bright Size Life. And then we're going to do a beautiful ballad that Pat Metheny wrote called Always and Forever.
Thank you. Danny Embry, everybody. And now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump brings you our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you with your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
True.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Our resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
is your patient's wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, we got another letter from Barry in Washington. He writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I just turned 50 and I'm starting to feel my age. Michelle put my AARP card next to the birth certificate. Biden gave me his extra hair plugs, and I pulled a muscle blowing out the candles. Malia says 50's the new 49, but Bo says it's 350 in dog years. Oh, I'm so depressed. I've started hanging out with John Boehner just for the secondhand smoke.
Ouch.
Can you please help me?
Oh, yes, Barry from Washington. Here's what I can help you with. You had a birthday. You hit the big 5-0. Your hair is getting grayer and you got less get up and go. Lie about your age, Barry. You're stuck in a rut. Take 10% off 50. Call it a budget cut.
Dr. Pearl.
It's an option you can try.
Dr. Pearl.
And it's one the Tea Party will buy.
Dr. Pearl.
And Barry, please don't start to cry. That's Boehner shtick.
The next letter is, well, it's on congressional stationery from Anonymous. Anyways, it says, Dear Dr. Pearl, greetings from Disney World, where my Tea Party pals and me are enjoying a well-earned vacation. Every day, we practice cuts by jumping ahead of each other in line. You know, we love that song, Small World. But I get whiplash every time someone asks for dopey. Come on down, Dr. Pearl. There may not be too much to look forward to after we get through with this government, but you can always visit Tomorrowland.
Okay, here we go. You debated for months the nation's debt ceiling. And what you call a haircut, the cops would call that flat out stealing. Now you're on vacation. We hope you really love it. Cause when you're back in Washington, you can take your job and shove it.
Dr. Pearl.
Do you really think it's fair?
Dr. Pearl.
To leave our nation up in the air?
Dr. Pearl.
Now we all need Medicare. Oh wait, I forgot you cut that.
Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin.
Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back on 12th Street Jump.
Jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This week we also celebrate the birthday of a multi-instrumentalist. How about Rahsaan Roland Kirk? Soul-drenched, steeped in the blues, yet progressive in ways that were not fully appreciated until after his untimely death in 1977. Kirk's music managed to be a bundle of contradictions, even while making a cohesive statement about the true jazz experience.
While he received a lot of attention for his eccentricities, playing multiple horns at once and dressing flamboyantly, for example, well, the reality is that Kirk, whose capabilities range from Dixieland to free jazz and everything in between, was one of the most creative musicians in his time.
And we're going to remember Rahsaan Roland Kirk with lyrics the man wrote for a Mingus tune dedicated to the great tenor sax man Lester Young. Let's bring up David Bassey and get him with Joe and the Band on Goodbye Pork Pie Hat.
Thank you.
He put all of his soul in to a tenor saxophone. He had this way of talking, 'twas a language all his own. Life story, love and glory, if you listen when he plays it for you now. Listen and listen and dig it. Can you dig it? Lester Young is playing what he's feeling, dealing and dancing now. Someone might have told you Prez is out of style, but I am here to tell you Prez is happening now. Life story, love and glory, if you listen when he plays it for you now. Listen and listen and dig. Can you dig it? Lester Young is playing what he's feeling, dealing and dancing on. Soul into a tenor saxophone. He had this way of talking, 'twas a language all his own. Life story, love and glory, if you listen when he plays it for you now. Listen and listen and dig it. Can you dig it? Lester Young is playing what he's feeling, dealing and dancing now. Someone might have told you Lester Young is out of style, but I am here to tell you Prez is happening now. Life life story, love and glory. If you listen when he plays it for you, now listen and listen and dig it. Can you dig it? Yeah, dig it. Can you dig it? Lester Young is playing what he's feeling, dealing and dancing on hope.
As a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think air conditioning units had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Rick Perry may run for president. He says he's on a mission from God. Another governor from Texas on a mission from God.
Like the Blues Brothers.
And then there's Sarah Palin and Bachman and the Newster. You think God would find that odd?
Trebek caught a robber. He's a really tough dude. Alex stopped a robber. You know, he's a really tough dude. But the daily double answer is, who's been sleeping in the nude? He had to put his undies on.
Tumble, the thought of it is scary. Now our reputation's lower than Bond. I'm talking Barry.
How come Congress battles and the public gets the bruise? Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Danny Embry and the band with the John Coltrane tune that Pat Metheny recorded on his Trio Live album, Giant Step.
Thank you.
Like jazz, you talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, jazz, ooh.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then get dressed and look good, and listen tight, because David's about to drop on you what's hot in the world of jazz.
Get dressed and look good like Alex Trebek. Okay?
You believe that?
Put your pants on. Put your pants on. This is radio. You know, great CDs. Gerald Wilson, he's 90. He's 90-something. But he still comes out with CDs. He's number one on the charts. The Gerald Wilson Orchestra Legacy on Mack Avenue. New CD out. Atene Charles, he's from Trinidad, but he lives in New Orleans. And he has a modern jazz album based on calypso music. And it's called Caisso on Culture Shock Records. And then there's the Brazilian pianist and singer Eliane Alias. Hey, Pete, do that thing you do when I introduce you to a really good-looking woman. Where you go, think. Do that. Okay, so, and then there's Eliane Alias. Light My Fire. On Concord Picante. Play it down a little bit. This is jazz. This is not, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay, is that what we're doing here?
You know, this is not
all
like.
Right. I thought we were going to celebrate some hip-hop jazz tonight, man.
No. Hey, now, next week, the music of Bill Evans and Oscar Peterson on 12th Street Jump.
I'll meet you there, man. Besides Pat Metheny and Rahsaan Roland Kirk, we celebrate the birthday this week of jazz innovators Claude Thornhill and Benny Carter. Birthday week of drummers Jack DeJohnette and J.C. Hurd. Pianists Larry Goldings, Marcus Roberts, and George Shearing were born this week, along with saxophonists Ravi Coltrane and Buddy Collette. Just some of what's happening this week in jazz.
You know who Buddy Collette was?
What's that?
Buddy Collette was the first African-American musician to break into the Hollywood studios. There's a good chance Buddy Collette played on the Lucy Show and made that money, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good thing. It's a good thing. You live like jazz. You've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile. Crazy man, wild jazz.
I did my best. We'll be right back with more on 12th Street Jump.
Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know what's cool is Rahsaan Roland Kirk was able to play, you know, multiple instruments at once, you know, and he even used his nose, blowing a flute through his nose.
I tried that once. It's nothing to sneeze at.
What song did you play? Chattanooga Tissue?
No, I played my runny Valentine.
Ah! Well, let's go to a guy who really knows something about music. Danny Embry joining Joe in the band on a tune from Pat Metheny's CD, Question and Answer. This is the Jerome Kern classic, All the Things You Are.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know, we're going to be back with more music in just a minute. But first, have you noticed how a lot of people in the news today have trouble speaking in public? You know, that's because they don't know the universal language developed by leading jazz musicians to get them out of trouble. I mean, how do these guys explain coming home at 4 a.m. with lipstick on their spit valve? It's something they call scat. And there's no better place to develop those skills than right here at Serena's School for Scat. Right, Serena?
Oh, yeah.
In just 8 short weeks, Serena can have you scatting like Cab Calloway walking barefoot on a Kansas City sidewalk in July.
Why, Rupert Murdoch could have saved the news of the world if he had Serena show him how.
Chick-a-boo-a-wheat, kaboom-doo-bop-boo, da-bip-bip-bip, hack some calls. Ba-da-boo-ya-doo-da-boo-ba-boo-wee-wee-wee. Broke some laws. Ba-da-dee-ba-doo, my paper's wrecked. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-lost Glenn Beck. Ba-da-wee-wee-wee, still got Limbaugh.
Man, that Serena is a scat-alytic converter.
Why, Michelle Bachman, you wouldn't have so much trouble keeping your husband in line if you'd listen to Serena.
Trouble you caused it. Ow, can't you pause it? Gay's married too. I married you. Get back in your closet.
And that's Serena's School for Scat. You know, it's too bad Tiger Woods didn't call Serena before he took that shot.
The caddy in the gutter. He clearly didn't stutter. He cut him clean. Hit the green. A blonde got my putter.
So take a tip from Serena. When Joe Biden opens his mouth, it's time to scat.
Well, Henry Mancini wrote it, Pat Metheny recorded it, and now here's Danny Embry to perform 2 for the Road.
Thank you.
That's our show. Thanks to my co-host Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band. Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals. Chad Mize records and masters the show with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang and produced by Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places, and be sure to join us next week when we celebrate the birthday of jazz pianist Bill Evans with our special guest, Michael Pagan. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumpin'.